Hello, all you semi-fascists and MAGA extremists, and what else? What's the new term? Oh, Trumpy. You're all Trumpies. Yeah. All this word salad. Fascism. Fascists. Anyway, listen, if you haven't done it yet, hit the share button. Share. Subscribe if you're on Rumble. We're live on Getter. We're live on Rumble. We're live on Facebook. We are live on CloudHub and obviously the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. If you don't have the Patriot Podcast Network yet, go over to your Roku compatible smart TV or your Roku device, type in Patriot Podcast Network. It comes up. You'll get my show, about 25 other shows, live streams. There's documentaries. 2000 Mules is up there. Well, Matt Walsh's What is a Woman is up there from the Daily Wire. It's a really good network. It's good because I own it. Yeah, Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. So find it, download it. A lot of good stuff on there. The chats are open. I see you. Yes, we're all trumpets. The trumpets, or the women could be trumpets. I think it's my wife called it that today, actually. Trumpets. Ultra nuclear MAGA. Yeah. I think with everything going on, especially with this moron Joe Biden, with his rhetoric and his speeches, is doing nothing but galvanizing the MAGA base even more. And it all started, obviously, well, it didn't start, but it became more in the forefront since Trump's estate, Mar-a-Lago, got raided by the FBI. My boy Ben's in the chat. Yeah, you love the Patriot Podcast Network because you're on it. You're on it. Pilsner and Politics Podcast is on the Patriot Podcast Network. Go check them out. Pilsners and Politics. That's another great show. My boy Ben over there. So, all right. I get into this fascism stuff. It's such a stupid word to say. You're a fascist. If you're not a fascist, if the left is complaining about the right, whether it's, you know, oh, what do you mean you don't want to murder babies? We want to murder babies. You don't want to murder babies. You're a racist and a fascist. No, we want to preserve life. Babies are humans, you know, separate heartbeat, separate DNA. Oh, which, by the way, Republicans are being accused of backing away from the pro-life agenda because of politics. I'll be honest with you. There are some Republicans that I believe are. Jim Jordan did say, hey, we need to embrace the pro-life agenda. That's what we're about as conservatives and Republicans, and basically screw the left and their agenda on wanting to murder babies. If people are voting based on wanting to murder babies, and they weren't voting for America First Republican candidates in the first place. My opinion. And, you know, thank you for the follow, Mike. I appreciate it. I checked you out. Anything that says American Guns and Ammo, when there's a page that says American Guns and Ammo, I have to follow it. I mean, how can you not? So, fascism, there's so many different definitions out there for fascism. But, you know, the short of it is, the simple term, it's a political system headed by a dictator. And so the government would control business. The government would control labor, and there's absolutely no political opposition permitted. None. You get shut down. State-run media, government messaging, you know, similar to what Joe Biden wants. He wants to heckle and dismiss and demean and smear any type of political opposition, whether it's political opponents or even voting Americans that happen to be Republicans. You know, they're extremists. So, this word salad of this fascism, and it's funny how they can brainwash people into, hey, when somebody starts talking about something you don't agree with, just call them a fascist or I don't know, what's a semi-fascist? What does that term actually mean? Does that mean you semi want a dictatorship, or you know, I don't know. I'm not understanding that whole thing. It's either a fascist or you're not. Do you want a dictator? Okay. Conservatives don't want a dictator. Conservatives want free and fair elections. Conservatives want the Constitution, right? The Constitution. Constitutionalists, even in most independents, want the Constitution enforced and protected, our rights. And we want limited government. So we don't want government to control businesses. We don't want government to control our housing because we know that that's what the left wants. The left wants you to own nothing and wants to destroy the middle class and wants government-run programs, and that's it. No private businesses, no capitalism. Oh, capitalism is such a bad word. Oh, it's such a bad word. No, you work for it, you earn it. You work for it, you earn it, then you can afford things. You know, everybody has the same opportunity, but nobody's afforded or privileged or deserves the same outcome. That's the work you put into it. So again, please, somebody come to me and say, tell me how conservatives are fascists or semi-fascists. And then, of course, there's, again, there are many definitions of it. There literally is a definition, like Wikipedia. It's a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader. How is that far-right? Even the extremist right-winger, the most extreme right-winger, still, from what I understand, and I've spoken to some and speak to some, you know, I mean, extreme right, I don't even know what that really means. Maybe they just feel more strongly about certain things than others do. They want free and fair elections. They don't want an installed president. And of course, this comes with those morons. What do they call them? Anons or whatever they are. And I'm sorry I'm offending anybody, but when you tell me that JFK is still alive and or is going to be reincarnated in Texas and some at some place and make Donald Trump the king of kings, you're a moron. You're a moron and you make everybody look bad. You know, everybody look bad. I don't know if that's what they're banking on the left on this fascism. I don't know, but it's nonsense. It's word salad. And the left is really good with their salad spinners to spin that narrative out to their masses. And of course, with the propaganda arm of the left wing, the mainstream media's assault on conservatives, Republicans, Donald Trump, MAGA, America First, is full blown. Okay. Donald Trump goes to Pennsylvania, has an unbelievable rally, standing room only in the same city that Joe Biden held his just what, a week or so before. And he barely filled a high school gym, I believe. Then he had another rally with a few dozen people there. And none of the mainstream media really shows that angle. I believe it was Fox that panned out, and you can see, like, it's really nobody there. And of course, at Joe Biden's rally, there was a heckler, and that's going around. Oh, Joe Biden called this guy an idiot. Whatever. It really doesn't bother me. When Joe Biden says that half the country are extremists and domestic terrorists, yes, that bothers me. But when he says, hey, you know, one guy, you know, deserves to be an idiot, all right, whatever. I'm not offended by it. I'm not going to cry about it. It doesn't trigger me. But what's interesting is at this big rally that the sitting president who was selected, I don't say elected anymore, while he's speaking, even over the somewhat screams, you can still make out what the guy was saying, you know. F Joe Biden and everything else. Now, if there was a heckler at the Trump rally screaming at the top of his lungs, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump wouldn't have heard it because of the amount of people that were there and the energy in the room and the cheering and the clapping. And if there was screaming to ensue over the heckler, you wouldn't have heard it. So that tells you something. Again, you know, Donald Trump packing the house, Joe Biden, they were probably bussing people in. Wouldn't surprise me if left-wing groups were paying people to attend. Hey, we'll give you $50 for the day. Show up, sit there, clap, hold this sign. Even if Trump's camp paid people to be there, like, you know, sit in the bleachers behind the president, we'll pay you $50, Donald Trump. Sit there and hold the sign that says, you know, whatever, for Trump, we'll pay you $50. Even if that was true, there's no way they were paying every single person in that auditorium to be there. I know a lot in that, wherever they held it. I know a lot of people that were there at that rally, and they weren't paid to be there. They traveled from New York. There were people from New Jersey. I know people that traveled from Ohio, all to go to that rally. And apparently, I know Donald Trump is having another rally in Ohio, I believe, on the 17th. And the rumor is, out of Trump camp, that between now and the midterms, he's going to hold about 30 or more other rallies, which is going to be wild. There'll be a lot of talking going on. There'll be a lot of talking, heads exploding on the left, and things like that. If you haven't watched any of the rally, I encourage you to watch it. He, you know, spoke about the Mar-a-Lago raid. What's interesting is, what did the FBI need to do in Barron Trump's bedroom? Why were they in the bedroom of Barron Trump? What were they looking for in the bedroom? You know, we know that they were in the first lady's closet, and there were a lot of speculation of what they were doing in there. You know, maybe they were wearing bras on their head and things like that. I'd imagine that there had to have been some nefarious activities going on in the first lady's wardrobe. I've been trolling eBay to see if anybody's claiming on selling the first lady's undergarments there from a disgruntled FBI agent, but I haven't seen any yet. And apparently she's felt violated, and she went and she bought a new wardrobe, which I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I would probably have gutted the entire area that the FBI was in. I would definitely be sweeping for bugs every chance I got there to make sure that there were no listening devices planted, because we know that the end game is to get the big bad orange man in handcuffs, which I don't believe will happen to that extent. I do believe he'll be indicted. He'll be indicted for something ridiculous, just for the optics of it. I believe the indictment's going to come after the midterms. That's what I believe. And I don't think they're going to do a perp walk where they're going to show up to Mar-a-Lago and take him into custody in handcuffs. I do not believe that's going to happen. I believe that there'll be an indictment. He'll show up to court as the former president with his, you know, security detail and his attorneys. And he will sit there for the 30-second arraignment. And then the show will go on. The court case will go on. And it'll be interesting to see. He's a clever man. He's a very smart man. And I believe Donald Trump, when indicted, will use the indictment in his favor. And I believe, again, and I think I said this last week, if he is indicted, that it will galvanize the base even more than it did when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh, which, by the way, that's the other big thing with the left. Well, it wasn't a raid. It wasn't a raid. Go on your Google machine and look up raid and search warrant. And it'll say that a raid is when the law enforcement shows up at your house unannounced to execute a search warrant. Yeah, it was a raid. A raid doesn't necessarily have to be kicked down the door and put flashbang and smoke grenades through your front door and throw you on the floor in handcuffs. No. Was raided, politically motivated, politically persecuted. That's a fact. It's optics. And I think people, again, when he's indicted for nonsense, it will show even more that the MAGA base will become galvanized. I truly believe that even more. And unfortunately, you have idiots like Lady G, Senator Lindsey Graham, will sit there and do interviews and say, if Donald Trump is prosecuted, there will be riots in the street. From who? Who's rioting in the streets? I don't think rational thinking conservatives and rational thinking Republicans will be rioting in the streets. I do believe that there will be attempts at false flags to make it look like there are conservatives and Republicans rioting in the street. I do believe, just like the Fedsurrection, that there would be plants like Ray Epps or people like Ray Epps that are, for the optics, will commit false flag violence. Another thing, too, Joe Biden likes to cry about now these days is that MAGA Republicans like to promote political violence. Please, please, someone point out to me these examples of political violence that the right is inciting, or that Donald Trump is now inciting. Apparently, every word that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth, according to the left-leaning media, is, well, he's inciting violence. There goes Donnie Trump again, inciting violence. But no one wants to explain how. No one. And then when Joe Biden says one day that MAGA Republicans are a threat to liberty and democracy and freedoms, and then he forgets that he said that, the next day he says, I don't think Trump supporters are a threat. But then goes to Pennsylvania and talks about how, you know, MAGA Republicans are a threat again. Again, we have a we have a sitting president, air quotes, who the cognitive level and the decline is just unbelievable at this point. What's also unbelievable at this point? Well, good news is that the court, federal court, Trump-appointed judge, which again triggers the left, granted Donald Trump's request for a special master, which, if you don't know what a special master is, it's someone that's going to review all the documents taken and what's been going on so far in the investigation. That person's typically usually a retired judge or a law professor to oversee everything to see what's taken. But here's the thing. Now, the FBI supposedly took medical records, expired and current passports of the former president, and I believe his family, and financial information, all of which is not the property of the United States government any way you flip it. Private medical information, passports, and your private financial info. Now, think about this. This is information that the left and big critics of Donald Trump have been wanting to get their hands on since he was sworn into office. Mainly his medical records, because there was that whole time where, well, he is not mentally stable to run this country and to be in charge of our nuclear arsenal. He is not. There were so many Democrats out there and left-wing media morons that had said that. So they now have his medical records. What medical record? Who knows? It could be a physical. It could be anything. No matter what it is, they have it. They could do what they will with it. And they have financial info, whether obviously he's not worried too much about it. And I've said this before, if the FBI, the DOJ had anything incriminating against Donald Trump, we would know about it because it would have leaked already. It would have leaked 100%. But this is all part of the big plan of Joe Biden and his handlers to vilify Republicans, shut down political opposition, make it look like MAGA Republicans, Trump supporters, America First candidates are enemies of the state. It's a strong word. Enemy of the state. The mainstream media's assault on Republicans, MAGA Republicans, right-wing media, decentralized media like podcasts like myself. The assault on all of us, again, is to intimidate political opposition, to silence political opposition. That sure sounds a lot like fascism to me, you know? They want to get rid of political opposition. They only want one-sided media reporting, their side. And they're going to do anything they can to get it. And they're going to do anything they can to, you know, destroy the nuclear family. They're going to do anything they can to destroy, which they're already doing, any type of energy independence. I mean, California, Commifornia, Gavin Newsom, Fidel Castro's son, I mean, it's just, he's got to be, wants to ban gas-powered vehicles, I believe, by 2035. And at the same time, California is now going through like a power grid crisis, which they're blaming on climate change because it's hotter than usual there. It's climate change. Get Greta Thunberg on the phone. I'm going to mention her too in a little bit. So They literally want people to buy electric cars, even if you can't afford them. Hey, buy a $60,000 electric car. That's what you need to do. You can't buy gas cars anymore. We're phasing them out. Just like I think they banned, was it gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers not too long ago. So Gavin Newsom now wants to make all vehicles in California electric. Meanwhile, they're going to have rolling blackouts, and they're begging California residents. What do they call them? Californians. That's a stupid name. They're begging them to use electricity because of blackouts. They're going to have rolling blackouts. I believe they're like on day 7 where they're telling people, listen, those electric cars that we're promoting for you to buy that you really can't afford, we don't want you to charge them between this hour and this hour because, well, our power grid sucks. We're going to blame it on climate change because it's just too hot. Yes. Yes. They can't power all of the electric vehicles, but they want to ban gas-powered vehicles by 2035. It truly is amazing. Like, I actually have the Breitbart article right here. And yeah, officials beg Californians to use less electricity as blackouts loom. I mean, they say they're asking people to use less electricity as the state faces record demand for energy on Tuesday, creating the possibility for rolling blackouts in the midst of a heat wave. And this is the 7th consecutive flex alert, they're calling it, in which residents will be asked to conserve electricity between the hours of 4 and 9 p.m. So don't use electric for those electric cars that we're going to make you buy. So don't charge them. And don't worry about all of the slave blood from young black children from mining all the cobalt they'll need for all of the electric vehicles. They don't matter. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. We're going to be 100% electric, and everyone will be living in low-income housing controlled by the government. You will own nothing. You will drive electric cars. You will eat cricket powder on your salads. And to that, I tell them to shut the fuck up. Yes. Because the answer is a hard no from me. But again, this is what they're looking for. And they're going to blame climate change. As a matter of fact, you remember Greta Thunberg, right? Thunberg, Greta. What is she, like 18 or 19? You can't. Don't talk bad. She's a child. She's not a child anymore. She's like 19 years old. So she could fuck right off too. She's an adult. She made her bed. Her parents exploited her and took advantage of her. She's on the spectrum. What does she have? She has Asperger's. She has autism. She's got, you know, climate change burgers. Whatever she has. Now she's just a regular left-wing, ridiculous climate change addict moron, in my opinion. That's what she is. But she's always been that way, but I went easy on her because, you know, she was a child. Well, yeah, her parents are to blame. But she, you know, about a year ago, she was just circling the globe, telling everybody of the impending doom. You know, we're all going to die. All with the world leaders there, and how dare you, and demanding immediate action to save the planet. And she was actually nominated. She was nominated, I think, 3 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. You know, Time Magazine's youngest person of the year. And now she's sad because she thinks all of her concerns are being ignored, literally. And she says the blame that her worries are being replaced by the crisis in the Ukraine. The Ukraine. Insane in the Ukraine. Meanwhile, we have soaring power prices. We have inflation. I mean, Day-to-day living costs are rising just about every day, depending on where you are. Governments destroyed economies with this scamdemic. And Greta Thunberg is over here just all disappointed and crying in a corner, telling Reuters News that, you know, people shouldn't be worried and too focused on everyday problems while ignoring the climate crisis. Because, you know, folks, man, bear, pig is real. And Al Gore is super, super serial. But yeah, so now, you know, she needs attention. She's back. You know, maybe she'll get some paid speaking arrangements, engagements. And then on top of that, you have these morons in Europe, especially Germany. Sorry if I'm offending anybody out there with heavy German roots and European roots. But the politicians in Germany are morons. You know, they're pretty retarded, actually. Yeah, I use the R word. Where they scoffed at Donald Trump when Donald Trump told them that they are will be in trouble once Joe Biden takes office and Putin shuts down pipelines. And what happened? What happened? Now, little commie Vladimir Putin disables, shuts down Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Europe and literally stopped supply there. And the gas spiked to like 35%. Okay. And the Germans laughed at Donald Trump when he said, this is going to happen. And they said, no, it's not going to happen, you dumb orange Cheeto man. It's not going to happen. And look what's happening. There are people that are going to freeze. There are people that are going to starve. There are people that are going to die. Okay. Germany's like cutting down trees for fuel. Okay. And Russia said they're not going to be turning it on. They disabled it late last week. And they say to allegedly conduct maintenance. You know, Putin's desperate. He knows he's, you know, losing. He's losing military. He's losing equipment. He's losing money. You know, Ukraine is laundering money for the United States again by the billions. You know, Zelensky, they're all corrupt. You know, more money. I think we're giving them more money. But Germany and a lot of Europe, there's going to be a lot of problems. They're going to be burning their living room furniture to keep warm this winter. And maybe they should have thought of that and not laughed at Donald Trump. People, we need to become energy independent once again. And I think if the right people are elected in the midterms, the right governors are elected, like Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, if he's elected governor there, he's ready to start. Hey, let's start drilling. You know, day one, I'm elected. Let's start drilling. Let's go. We need that nucleus of America First candidates. And once we get through the midterms, we need to focus on the presidential election. Everything else is distractions. This college loan forgiveness bullshit, in my opinion, is one big distraction. I don't know if I mentioned this here. I know I mentioned on someone else's show that I was on that Joe Biden knows. He said that he couldn't do this by executive order, but he's going to do it anyway. And I think it's a distraction. One, to have us keep talking about it, which I'm not talking about it a lot. He knows it's going to get defeated in court, that there'll be lawsuits, whether it's the Supreme Court says, hey, listen, Congress has the power of the purse. You can't do this. You can't use the HEROES Act. That's a stretch. I honestly believe that's going to happen. And I don't think that the college tuition loan forgiveness is going to happen. I hope not, but I don't think it's going to happen. And I think, again, it's going to occupy a lot of Republicans talking about it. And they only did it to appease their base. Remember back when he was doing a town hall, I believe a girl asked him, if he was going to do loan college loan forgiveness. And he said no. He right there said no. And that was a big thing. Like, oh, he's going back on his word because he had said it while he was running. And then he took a stance and he said no. Now all of a sudden, executive order, he's going to do it. And it could cause, it could cost taxpayers upwards of $2,000 a year, which a lot of people are panicking about because they live check to check when they're working three jobs. They have to figure out, well, am I going to keep the lights on this month, or am I going to pay the mortgage or be late on the mortgage? And it's horrible. It's horrible. But I don't think it's going to happen. And I think it's all distraction and a ploy just to appease the base because they're desperate. They're desperate. Imagine this for a minute, that the Democrats and Biden and his handlers are so desperate that they have to resort to vilifying American citizens, not just their political opponents, which is seedy, dirty politics in general. We're talking about middle class, hardworking American citizens that the left works to vilify out of desperation because they know they cannot win on anything else, on any type of policy. So if they can garner enough support to saying these MAGA Republicans are extremists and they're dangerous to our democracy, they are fascists, and they don't even really know the meaning of the word. They can keep pushing that narrative. You tell the lie, you tell the lie, you become the lie, you tell the lie, you tell the lie, you believe the lie. And there are unfortunately people out there that are believing the lie. I'd like to think that not enough people are believing the lie. So today, actually, every Tuesday morning, I call into a radio station in Delaware, 92.7, WGMD with Jake Smith, the Talk of Delmarva. And he's originally from where I am in Long Island. Really good guy. And he's, you know, political show. He's got a great show, Jake Smith. So I call into his radio station every Tuesday, and today we called in and we were talking about Mar-a-Lago and things, and I actually was on the line when we took a few callers, and there were two callers in particular that asked what I thought. One, he said, when the DOJ and they indict Trump and they show up to Mar-a-Lago and take him into custody, which I don't agree that's going to happen that way, he said, when they put him in handcuffs and they bring him to jail, ultimately, when they bring him to court, they process him and bring him to and get arraigned, do we think that he would see the light of day again, similar to, say, like a January 6th prisoner? And do you think this is a ploy to do an attempted assassination on Donald Trump? And I was like, oh, well, we're going to take the orange man out on this one, like, if that's the plan. Well, listen, there are a lot of people out there on the left that would love nothing more to read in the paper that Donald Trump either died, maybe not violently, or that he was just out of the picture. He died, he's dead, he got sick, he got a brain aneurysm, he had a heart aneurysm, heart attack in his sleep. But there are a lot of people out there that would say, yeah, I wish someone would take him out, you know, assassinate the former president. And my feeling is, one, I don't think the DOJ is coming for Donald Trump and taking him into custody like that at Mar-a-Lago in handcuffs and bringing him to jail. No. I believe he's going to be indicted. He's going to show up with his attorney and they're going to, you know, arraign him and he'll go home. And again, it will be the court case will ensue and things will then the wheels of justice will start turning as far as the court case goes. So, and then somebody else was saying that is the government trying to plan again, to take as out of desperation to take Donald Trump out to basically put a halt and slow down his supporters. Because obviously, if that happens and everybody's, you know, hey, they just assassinated a former president, which is just very odd because the left is so desperate and terrified of him for running again. I think if that happened, that would backfire in their face, much like the raid on Mar-a-Lago did. And when Lady G, Senator Lindsey Graham, says, well, if Donald Trump is prosecuted, there'll be riots in the street, I completely 100% disagree with that because, again, rational thinking people. But then if an irrational thing happens and somehow there's a successful attempt on the former president's life, then I think then you might see some uprising, depending on the circumstances. And obviously, I don't even like talking about that, but it was something that I was confronted with this morning when I called into the radio show. They are so scared of Donald Trump. They are terrified to the point where, again, the mainstream media's assault on him. The man is not running for any office. He's not running for any office right now. He's having rallies and he's doing a lot of media. He's out there talking. Like, it'd be amazing, like, if Barack Obama, when he got out of office and decided, you know what, I'm out of office, but I'm going to have these rallies. I'm going to heavily endorse candidates. I'm going to have a PAC. I'm going to raise money for them. I don't think that the right would be reactive to Barack Obama doing what Donald Trump is doing now, as much as it is now with the left, is just completely triggered and infuriated. I think they fear not only Donald Trump, but they fear that the support that they know is behind him. I can't imagine that they're not. Of course they are. That they have to be paying attention to these rallies that Donald Trump is having. And now if the story is true and Donald Trump is planning on having 30 plus rallies between now and November, rather. That's a lot. I mean, we're talking, what are they going to have to do? Two rallies a weekend? I mean, that's a lot. Obama is still in office as Biden's puppeteer. I'm not going to disagree that he is heavily, heavily, heavily involved and engaged in what goes on in the Oval Office and the West Wing. I believe that Susan Rice is the shot caller and the intermediary between the West Wing and Martha's Vineyard over there with Barack Obama in his basement in a pair of running sweats. Remember when he said that? Oh, if I could just be a guy in my basement in a sweatsuit and the guy who's president has an earpiece, well, that would be just fine. Well, it's amazing what they say and then what we rational thinking people come to realize. Yeah, I agree. I mean, John Podesta, I mean, that sicko is now going to be in charge of spending money for climate change and things like this is something new. And then I made the comment to somebody. Actually, I think I made the comment to Roger Stone saying that, hey, maybe John Podesta has been in play this entire time and now they're just making him public as this position for some political reason. Like, there's a reason behind it. It's a calculated reason. So, you know, Mr. Pedophile Sicko himself, John Podesta, is now back on the payroll, back in the saddle again. Access to the president. I think he's always had access to the president. Probably the real president, you know, the ghost president, Susan Rice, and then Barack Obama. I say it all the time. I say it again. I do not believe that the press secretary, Jen Psaki, the current press secretary now, Karine Jean-Pierre, I don't believe that they have direct access to Joe Biden at all. I believe it's all through Susan Rice and the handlers all in between. I bet you, I would put money on this, that no more than three people, and that might include the first lady, Nurse Jill, have access to Joe Biden on a daily basis. I believe he's so under wraps. He does his public thing. He's scheduling. I mean, you see Donald Trump traveling, and he was always with his press, whoever the press secretary was, they were with him. They were with him. And, you know, now it's just bizarre world. It's bizarre world in this regime. And, you know, he's out there giving speeches and drawing minuscule crowds who are just, you know, when you hear the heckler the whole time, yeah, You got a lot of support there, Joe Biden. You going to run for re-election? You going to run for re-election? Oh, another interesting little story popping around about fancy Nancy Pelosi. Old Nancy. Oh, God, she's such a vile woman. So there's a report that she sees the writing on the wall that the GOP is going to retake the House, which obviously then she's not going to be Speaker. We hope it's not going to be Kevin McCarthy, but, you know, it's probably going to be Kevin McCarthy. She's already planning for it, and she wants to be the ambassador to Italy, where, you know, well, she's been Speaker now three times, I believe. First woman Speaker. And she's 80-something years old. She's probably not going to run again. She's done. So she knows that the GOP has control. She doesn't want to be in Congress. She doesn't want to be. They did. Joe Biden has not appointed an ambassador to Italy. And, you know, now she might have her eye on it, is what they're saying. And, it, you know, she gets to live in Italy. And apparently the ambassador's residence there has a nice pool, has a private garden, has a wine cellar, has a good enough refrigerator to keep her $50 ice creams. You know, her husband can go there and not have to worry about another DWI. He can drink all the wine he wants until he falls on his face like the piece of shit that he is. But Joe Biden has not appointed an ambassador to Italy, and there's reports that he might be holding the spot for Pelosi. And that's one of the reasons why he didn't fill the position, because if, again, GOP takes control and she doesn't want to be part of Congress anymore and say, well, there's nothing for me to do here now. I'm not in charge. Make me, let me go live out my days in politics as the ambassador of Italy. Who else would be Speaker if not Kevin McCarthy? That is a really good question. That is a really good question. I heard names thrown around, Jim Jordan. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting who can garner the support there to do it. I do know that if we get the right America First candidates in who are vowing to not vote for Kevin McCarthy in as Speaker, there might be a little turmoil starting off, but it'll be interesting to see. You know, that whole thing with Donald Trump being Speaker and all that. Donald Trump doesn't want to be Speaker of the House. He said it. He has no. And Matt Gaetz said he was going to nominate him, and Donald Trump was like, I don't want to be Speaker of the House. I mean, obviously, with the comments that Donald Trump has been talking about at the rallies, it's safe to say he wants to make America great again with the American people, and that he is most likely, I'd say most definitely, going to run for president. Which, listen, if he runs, I'm sure he will. He'll get the nomination. I, for one, will be voting for him, and in the hopes that he wins, so they get pieces of garbage out of the White House, like Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor, who I believe today, I can't even, this guy, this is his, Ashish Jha, I believe is his name. I don't care if I said it right. He's garbage. He says, God gave mankind two arms, each ready to be injected with vaccines pushed by the government. That's what he said. He said, God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and one for the COVID shot, which I heard something not too long ago. Actually, today I heard it. Not sure if it's true. Have to do my research, so I'm not going to say it is fact. I heard a report that they were going to put the mRNA vaccine or some type of mRNA in the flu shot. So basically, if you're getting the flu shot, there's a good chance you're getting COVID vaccine with it, like a cocktail. I don't know. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life. I will 100% never get them now. The person that told me that said, you know, who does get the flu shot said they will never get a flu shot again. if that's the case, I will be doing some research on it. Not sure if anyone else out there heard about that. The tiny dwarf. He is like a little tiny dwarf. And yeah, he said, God gave mankind two arms. He said, I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot. He said that during the COVID-19 press briefing. Like, could you imagine? And Dr. Fauci Stein, Dr. Franken Fauci Stein, he's leaving. He said, he decides to weigh in and says that some Americans may need an annual shot. An annual clot shot. So yeah. They're just going to push and push and push and push. And, you know, this isn't the desperation that they have going into the midterms. But, you know, make no mistake. It's like their desperation with the let's rip apart the MAGA people. And then just ignore all of the nonsense, crap, danger to American crap that they are pushing. Oh, by the way, not only did the IRS hiring 87,000 IRS agents armed to, you know, audit middle America. I love when they say no one who makes under $400,000 is going to be taxed. Yeah, bullshit. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. The IRS sent over $1 billion of stimulus checks, COVID checks, to locked up criminals, including murderers. Oh, it's a real. It's real. It's a real, real story. This is actually the Washington Free Beacon that I have this from, but it's other places too. And follow the money. You're right. More than 1.1 million incarcerated individuals received COVID-19. This is it. 19 stimulus checks. Totaling over $1 billion, according to internal data provided by the IRS. Roughly 163,000 of those recipients are individuals serving life sentences without the possibility of parole. So what are we doing? We're taking their stimulus checks and we're putting it on their books in the commissary so they could buy more cinnamon buns and whoopie pies. Did I just say whoopie pies? What are they? There's whoopie pies and then moon pies. Wow. Am I that old? I'm 43. Whoopie pies. Those are the things with the chocolate in the middle. Yeah. Sticky buns. I mean, come on. So we're paying. We paid for murderers with life who were sentenced to life in prison who aren't coming out of jail. We're giving them money. Our money. I mean, hey, why not? We're giving it to, you know, the corrupt government of Ukraine. We're going to keep laundering money over there. Ukraine's like just one big giant laundromat. But yeah. Yep. IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig said that his agency does not possess data on how many of those individuals with life sentences may also be facing the death penalty. Cool. Listen, we're going to fry you, but here's a COVID check. Okay. And then a study by the left-wing Sentencing Project found that life sentences are mostly commonly given to individuals convicted of homicide and rape. All right, murderers, rapists, you killed, you raped, the government's going to pay you. Congratulations, you won. You won, people. The American Rescue Plan was reckless in the amount of massive spending with no offsets. Yeah, giving stimulus checks to death row inmates is a glaring example. The bill triggered the worst inflation in 41 years, costing the average family $500 a month. The poor suffer the most. Yes. And I must be a racist for saying that. Yes. Murderers, rapists, they all got paid. They won. Meanwhile, these same sick sons of bitches want us to respect pedophiles and call them MAPs, minor attracted persons. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. But so much with that American Rescue Plan. I mean, it really, the money that was laundered through that is unbelievable. I mean, it provided cash payments for individuals that were earning $75,000 or less, and then $150,000 or less for married couples. And again, there was nothing in there prohibiting any prisoners from receiving payments. Oh, man. And prisoners can still, in state and federal prison, can still apply for the COVID-19 stimulus checks, and which is officially known as the economic impact payments. If they haven't received them yet, they can still apply for them. And they also say, the experts out there, you know those experts, but they estimate that at least $80 billion from the program, the American Rescue Plan, was paid out to phony businesses. Yep. Which a U.S. attorney, this guy Matthew Schneider, he called the biggest fraud in a generation. All put together by the Democrats and the Biden regime. Sound familiar? 10% for the big guy, Ukraine, Hunter, Burisma, Democrats' sons on energy boards who know nothing about the energy industry. $80 billion from the American Rescue Plan paid out to phony businesses. Follow the money. Follow the money. I think they already are giving immigrants stimulus checks. I mean, they're giving illegals clothes, hotel rooms, preloaded credit cards, cash, airline tickets, bus rides. They don't have to be jabbed. They're giving them driver's licenses in some places. There are some places that are actually fighting because they're here illegal and broke our laws, but still wanting them to allow to vote in local elections. Yes. Prisoners are sitting in prison making money from the government. Rapists and murderers. Rapists and murderers are coming over the border. And it's, they have more rights than us these days. They really do. They really do. Yep. And it's, listen, there are both Democrats and Republicans that are complicit. That's 100%. AOC, Alex Stein's big booty Latina, his favorite, Alex Stein's favorite big booty Latina, AOC. She celebrated the big cash giveaway. Back in February, you know, she helped. Yeah, actually it was her, AOC. She was the one who secured, she spearheaded and helped secure stimulus checks for huge amounts of illegal aliens. So Diane in the chat, not next. They've already done it. That's right. I remember that. I spoke about it. AOC was a big architect of that. And it's there are economists out there, people who just speak, breathe, and shit numbers all day. Literally agree. They all say that this American Rescue Plan 100% contributed and is contributing to our skyrocketing inflation. 100%, which again, remember, is at a 40-year high. Yep. And that is what they want you to vote for. Not the big bad orange man or the America First candidate that wants things done the right way. You know, it's amazing their talking points when it comes to the border and how what they accuse the right of saying, well, you know, Republicans just don't want, they're racist. They just don't want brown people and people of other cultures coming into this country. No, that's not it. That's not it. We want legal immigration, not people that come here and break the law getting here and then be entitled to everything that most Americans are not entitled to or getting. I've never met a Republican who says the border wall needs to keep brown people out. No, I've only seen people say that we need to stop the problem of illegal immigration. Yeah, especially since it's costing us as American taxpayers billions of dollars. That's the usual story, is what they accuse us of, they're the ones doing it. And there's a lot. I mean, I could go for hours and talk about that. I mean, you know, how about when they were doing the redrawing of districts around the country, and they were accusing Republicans of gerrymandering, messing with the border, the district lines. And meanwhile, it was the Democrats doing it the whole time. You're right. Attack, 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 defend it. You did this, you did this, and it's them doing it. And they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, they're not even hiding it. But this is what they do. This is what they do. They did a poll. 62% say Joe Biden consulted or perhaps profited from family business deals. You know, when Hunter Biden flies to China on Air Force Two, when he's sitting vice president. That was a Rasmussen poll that Joe Biden consulted. He definitely consulted. And 100%, if he's consulting, then he profited from Hunter Biden business deals. Yes, 62%. Of registered voters believe that Joe Biden profited and likely consulted. 100%. And of course, the family business dealings with the CCP, the China commies. China. Yep. And that poll surveyed 1,000 likely voters. It was from August 31st to September 1st with a 3-point margin of error. Yep. Yeah, it's but that's okay. That's okay. Big bad orange man. Yes, and that's what they do. Diane in the chat had an interaction with a leftist today. Yes, and once they don't have a comeback or you ask them a question and they can't explain themselves, they start calling you names. You're a racist. You're in the Trump cult. Trump cult 45. You are you take the knee to the big bad orange man, and that's all they have. And then I tell them, I says, well, instead of defending that I'm not in a cult, I ask them, well, please tell me about your cult. Maybe your cult is better. Tell me about yours. And they either shut up and stop responding, or they just get mad and they start their stupid rhetoric like, you're a racist. You're a transphobe. Well, I mean, I don't want trans people in the same bathroom as my kid. So if that makes me a transphobe, get me a shirt, I'll wear it. If me not wanting my 9-year-old daughter in a woman's room with a man dressed up as an ugly woman, if that labels me a transphobe, get me the fucking t-shirt and I will proudly wear it. See, unlike some, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to speak my mind. What are you going to do? You're going to get me fired? You're going to get me canceled? Oh, or worse, you're going to have me swatted? Okay. I'm still not going to shut up. I'm still going to point out that the young Turks, they're actually the young turds, cry and complain about everything a Republican does. It's either that or attacking the police. Yeah, I mean, this is where we're in. I mean, literally, like Pennsylvania Senate race, Dr. Oz, John Fetterman. I don't like Dr. Oz. I really don't like John Fetterman. John Fetterman is a sick Democrat. The guy who wears the hoodies, he looks like a retarded Shrek. He loves his drug dens. He wants to make hard drugs legal, cashless bail, hates the cops, defund the police. Look at me. I had a stroke. Feel bad for me. I'm a retarded Shrek. And I appeal to the people because I wear shorts and a hoodie in the middle of summer. But I want heroin dens to be legal, so people can go and shoot up and feel safe when they're shooting up. And, you know, Dr. Oz is just Dr. Oz. He's, you know, he's cringy, but I get it. But Dr. Oz needs to win that Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Okay? So, well, I appreciate that. Brandy in the chat. You found me with James. James Curry, We the People Radio. He's great. I was on the phone with him earlier. We do our, yesterday was Labor Day. We didn't do our Monday Madness. We will be on, James Curry and myself, We the People Radio. We will be Friday, 9 p.m., where we get completely crazy. It's usually, I think last Friday was like a 3-hour show. We have a lot of fun. And then we're on Monday Madness. And thank you for supporting shows like mine and James and interacting on social media. You know, the more people interact on social media and share the videos and like and comment, it helps the, you know, freedom-hating algorithms out there that try to shadow ban us. So anytime, yeah, retarded Shrek. I mean, look at him. You just got to look at him. I mean, hold on. I think I could pull him up right here, actually. There you go. There he is in his hoodie. Retarded Shrek. Stop using the R word. No. If you're triggered, don't listen. Yeah. Oh, now Pittsburgh newspaper calls on Democrat John Fetterman to debate Dr. Oz. John Fetterman will not debate Dr. Oz. Will not. Afraid. Won't come out of mommy's basement. This guy has never held a job. Gets paid from his mommy and daddy. Lived in housing paid for by mommy and daddy. Got an allowance. And I don't know how he's a lieutenant governor. I don't know how he became lieutenant governor. But yeah. You know, in this case, it's the lesser of two evils. Obviously, Dr. Oz is way less evil than John Fetterman, commie, gun grabber, loves drug dealers, loves drugs, loves crime, hates police. I mean, it's obvious, but there are people out there that actually support this guy, John Fetterman. The Young Turks, who has millions of followers, follow them, and their media outlets support, basically endorsing John Fetterman. And making, you know, obviously we know Dr. Oz, he's cringy. He doesn't really appeal personally to middle class. But I believe we're at the point, I didn't want Dr. Oz to win his primary. I'm very, very vocal on that. I did not. But he did. And now it's time to buck up and step up. Because who would you rather have in D.C.? Whether representing Pennsylvania, representing the cause, I would say Dr. Oz, not retarded Shrek. I mean, it's obvious. I think Donald Trump and the America First movement has better influence over Dr. Oz. Yeah. There's no comparison. We're talking about a filthy leftist progressive, John Fetterman, retarded Shrek. No, stop. Stop telling me. No. It sucks because I don't like Dr. Oz. I don't. I just don't like him. Donald Trump has a long relationship with him. He endorsed him. Great. Great. I'm all for it. I hope he wins. I'll please my Pennsylvania peeps out there. You need to make Dr. Oz your senator, because if you make this guy Fetterman your senator, Pennsylvania is screwed and the country is screwed with that seat being blue. So keep John Fetterman in his basement, the stroke victim that he is, the mama's boy that he is, and tell him to do something about that retarded Shrek look, because it's, I don't know. It's just really, no. So there's just so much going on, you know, again, Hillary Clinton trying to scream for attention, Trump led seditious conspiracy against the United States. She is. Yeah. Dr. Oz creeps me out too, but you know, it is what it is. Here we go. Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State. Ugh. Ugh. God. Man, she's got more kills than some infantrymen I know in the Army. Anyway, she says on Tuesday, CBS Evening News, President Donald Trump led a seditious conspiracy against the government of the United States to hold on to power after losing the 2020 presidential election. Hello. Hello, you dumb shit. When you lost the election, you and Nancy Pelosi and other ones, well, he's an illegitimate president. The election was stolen. Nancy Pelosi at the time was even, the media was complicit in the thievery of the election from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton should have won. They didn't cheat hard enough. We came out and voted for somebody because we want to change. We know that they lied. They rigged. They tried to steal, but they did not. They did not come out and steal hard enough. They had no idea that Donald Trump was going to garner the support he did, and he won. I think he would have won bigger. And if they would have uncovered some lying and cheating and stealing then. But they all said they are election deniers, and they call MAGA Republicans election deniers. They call MAGA Republicans a danger to democracy because we want free and fair elections. We want free and fair elections. We want our elections to count. We want every legal vote to be counted. We would like to see voter ID, the non-racist voter ID, you know, the non-racist kind. We just show your ID to vote. Yeah, this is me. See, this is me. Here's my driver's license. Here's my picture. Here's my 4 digits of my social. Here's my date of birth. Can I vote to say who's going to lead us into the big nuclear holocaust? No. Hypocrites. 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 Yes. Yes. But that's the whole movement. That's what they will do. And then they will have those talking points and they will have those narratives and they will spin, 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 spin. And then they'll put the old man up behind the mic at a rally. I swear the Joe Biden rallies are like open mic night at a nursing home. Literally. And he does his little whispers. And then he screams. Yeah. The red backdrop. I mean, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump led a seditious conspiracy against the government. How did he try to hold on to power? He left, didn't attend the inauguration. January 6th nonsense happened. Oh, it's another thing. You need an F-15 and nuclear weapons to fight against the government. That's what the Democrats have said. That's what Joe Biden has said. But then in the next breath again, they'll say, but, you know, the MAGA Republicans, insurrectionists, they almost overthrew the government on January 6th with no guns. Yeah. This is the bullshit that ensues. And then if you ask somebody, if a question is asked from a reporter to one of these leftist progressive morons that they don't really want to answer and dance around, if it has something to do with election integrity, has something to do with something they might have done, they immediately bring it back to January 6th. And let's not forget January 6th, where Donald Trump incited an insurrection. Okay. Incited an insurrection. It's so bad out there. I mean, there's like 95 people sitting in the gulag who are solitary confinement, no visitations, no nothing for trespassing. Still, they can't shave. Some of them are being still deprived of showers, no criminal record. And now you have people getting sentenced to ridiculous sentences or terms in jail, or they're being convicted and then they're being basically forced into these ridiculous plea deals so they don't, you know, with the threat of their lives being completely ruined. Okay. You had an ex-NYPD cop who was in the Capitol. No violence. He didn't hurt anybody. Got sentenced to 10 years. 10 years. And this is the problem. They need to take these trials and these court cases out of D.C. They're forcing them into jury trials, some of them. And you've never seen a jury trial happen and start and end so fast with some of these. Boom, you're on trial, convicted. Boom, you're on trial, convicted. Well, look at the jury pool in D.C. It's all Democrats. It's all government employees. It's all leftist bureaucrats working in these agencies, or Obama and Hillary donors, or Obama and Hillary supporters in D.C., in liberal D.C. No one's getting a fair trial in D.C. if you're a Republican, conservative, whatever it is. If you're political opposition, or in their eyes, enemy of the state, and you go on trial for something, they indict you for something, they trump charges, and then boom, you're indicted and on trial in D.C., and you're a conservative or Republican, you are fucked. That's the bottom line. Fucked. And then you have George Soros now. Literally, is another story. I'm gonna end with this, actually. But A George Soros-backed group has a New Mexico official, elected official, removed from office for January 6th insurrection. Here you go. Soros-backed group has New Mexico official removed from office for January 6th insurrection. I can never pronounce this guy's first name, and I've seen him before. Cooey Griffin. C-O-U-Y. Cooey Griffin. What's the matter? Your parents couldn't name you Corey or something? Cooey. If I'm even saying it right. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Cooey Griffin, the county commissioner of Otero County, New Mexico, and the founder of Cowboys for Trump, was removed from office by a Democrat judge, of course, on Tuesday for participating in an insurrection against the United States, i.e. the January 6th Capitol riot. Democrats and the media, we know this, they often refer to the riot as an insurrection, which is just for optics and the sound of the word. And it's really, really bad. And MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump, they refer to it as an insurrection as opposed to riots against President Donald Trump at the White House and across the country in 2020, which are typically described as mostly peaceful protests for racial justice. Remember the mostly peaceful protests for racial justice? Remember the ones that were fiery and mostly peaceful, where they burned down cities, burned down businesses, burned down police stations, and took over police stations, and killed people? I mean, literally executed a former police captain who was doing security in a store, shot him, a black man, by the way. To David Dorn, executed him, which his killer was just convicted, by the way, executed him. And it took so long to get to arrest somebody. Finally, that justice was served there. And then they want to talk about January 6th being the worst event since 9/11, since Pearl Harbor, since the Civil War. I mean, are we that fucking stupid? They think we are. They think we are. They think the world is. They think every single person in this country is a useful idiot, including you, including me. Republicans see it that way as well sometimes. Yeah. So listen to this. Judge Francis Matthew, a Democrat who was appointed by Governor Susana Martinez, who's a Republican, and elected to his current post in 2014, issued the ruling under a law that allows any private citizen in New Mexico to challenge an official's eligibility under the 14th Amendment. The amendment provides that no public office holder shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. It was written with former Confederates in mind. Okay, when you're harboring the enemy military in your house. But Griffin, like many participants in the Capitol riot, apparently believed he was defending the Constitution, not rebelling against it. He has also pushed back against the insurrection label, though he has referred to January 6th detainees as prisoners of war. Okay. So this successful complaint, so basically under the 14th Amendment, and I guess in New Mexico law, says that if you were at January 6th and you held an elected position, I can complain and get you removed from office, usually with just a complaint. And of course, it was done by a left-wing Soros-funded group. The successful complaint was brought by a left-wing group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, also known as CRU. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. That's not an oxymoron. CRU has taken funding from billionaire left-wing financier George Soros, who donates to a variety of Democratic and left-wing causes, of course, because he's into everything and he's trying to dominate the world. Yeah. So imagine that, people. This guy was a county commissioner, elected, duly elected county commissioner. First of all, I'm imagining he's going to appeal. He's going to sue. It'll probably end up in the Supreme Court, where if the law states, apparently the law states that no public offender shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States. There is nothing There is no fact. There is nothing on paper. There is no charge. There is no evidence that what happened on January 6th was in fact a defined insurrection or an attempted rebellion against the United States government. Nothing. Everyone is charged with, you know, either assault or obstructing a official hearing or trespassing. It's all bullshit. It's all political optics. And this again, hey, now in Otero County Commissioner seat in New Mexico, they got this guy thrown out. And I'm sure now there will be a Soros-funded candidate or appointed person put into that spot because the local offices matter, people. So don't think that George Soros is only eyeing Congress, Senate, the presidency. No, no, no. George Soros and the hundreds of left-wing groups that he funds, and he funds a lot of them, they're looking for county commissioner spots, town council, mayor, trustee, dog catcher, school boards, very biggest, big important ones, school boards, state attorney general, state secretary of state, so all on the state level. They want those small offices because if they can grab onto them, they can spread their footprint. They can take a, they could take a stronghold and keep going and growing and growing and growing. And with the Soros money, keep growing more, keep growing more. And then you have the AOCs raising money for this and the Beto O'Rourke's raising money for that. And all these sick socialists and commies working together to completely eliminate and exterminate conservatism as we know it, because that's what they want. That's what they want. And Nancy Pelosi will watch it all happen from her ambassador mansion in Italy. And this is why people, again, broken record time, get out and vote, get people out to vote, get people out to register to vote. I don't know if that'd be slander. I don't know. I mean, you can sue anybody for anything. Yep. It's wild times, people. It is bizarro world. It is clown world. And we have front row seats. We're living through it. This is an unbelievable time to be alive. Unbelievable times we're looking at. A lot of things are happening. We're sending more money to Ukraine. We just approved a deal to sell missiles to Taiwan, which really is pissing off China. That's going to be another interesting debacle, I'm sure. I'm imagining that's going to heat up big time right after the midterms. And then we have to go into the presidential election. When is the indictment coming to the big bad orange man? Wow. It's crazy. When you sit back and think about all the things that are going on, it really makes you think, like, how did we get here? The political atmosphere is so divided, so divisive. And it's not because of MAGA Republicans. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nothing. Because all people want on the right is unity. You will have people on the right accepting and conversing with people from the left every day, wanting to have that civil discourse. You will not find that on the majority of the left. You won't. No. You're an insurrectionist. You're a racist, you're a xenophobe, you're this phobe, you're that phobe, or just high-pitched screams when you ask a question. And it's, they're coming after the financial institutions, they're coming after your housing, they're coming after your schools, they're coming after your jobs, they're coming after your children, and we have to get off our asses and make sure that the right people are getting into the right positions by legal, fair, and free elections, not by fascism, by installing dictators. No, 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 no. Next time somebody calls you a fascist or a semi-fascist, just ask them, what does that mean to you? What is a fascist? Please define it. And if you have to, use your Google machine. Everyone has one on their phone, and you can find a plethora of meanings. Nobody on the right wants a dictator. I can't say that for everybody on the left. I mean, they want to do away with institutions. They want to do away with our electoral system. Yeah, I think they would like a dictatorship. And then for the dictator to give orders to kill us all. I mean, why not? And no, Brandy, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to sound too ignorant. I haven't seen the viral video. And it is, are you talking about Derek Johnson? I feel like such an idiot. I don't even know who you're talking about. You talk about the country music star. I know there's a country music star named Derek Johnson. I think he's a Christian musician and he does country. But somebody says that if it's him that he posted something. Actually, hold on. I'm going to pull up something on his Twitter. I heard that name today. Yeah, homeschool your kids, grow your own food. I mean, that's what I know people that do that, you know, and you can do homeschool co-ops. Homeschool co-ops are great. The homeschool co-ops work. My daughter was a product of homeschool co-ops. You know, I don't grow my own food. I was thinking about getting a few cows for the yard because I really like my steak. Anyway, listen, we all know what we're up against. Well, we should know what we're up against. We are up against real sick, nefarious, evil people. This is a war between good and evil. And at this point, if it's not obvious who the bad guys are, then you need to get yourself checked, because literally this little book right here that I carry a lot, this little pocket version of the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence, is the most important document in our country. Okay? And this is what needs to be reread, not rewritten, not set on fire, not trampled. It needs to be enforced by those people that took an oath to defend it, including every single Democrat and Republican in the House and the Senate, everyone who raises their right hand. And there are plenty of Republicans that have violated their oath of office. And that's what we need. We need people that are going to uphold their oath to defend the Constitution, because that's all that matters. Limited government and everything else that goes along with it. Keeping disgusting pornography and pedophilia out of schools. And that's a really big thing. Project Veritas is doing an amazing, amazing job on the secret curriculum, they're calling it. Now they're up to part three, where I believe there's another New York City high school teacher that they have on video. I haven't seen it yet. I saw a post on it earlier. I'm going to watch that later on. I'm going to be talking about that, I think, on Friday with James for Freedom Friday. And you know what? I'm not going to disagree with you there. Parents are the real problem with our country. And I think parents are the real problem in our country because they're not standing up for what... Well, they're not standing up for their children to protect their children. I know there's a lot that are, but there are some that just drop their kids off at the public school for the free babysitter. I have my kids there for 6 hours. Now I can go to my tennis lesson. I can go to my job. I work two jobs. I do this. I do that. I have a break for my kids. And then they come home and you're not talking to them about what's happening in school. And you're right. You have to teach values. You know, you have to teach. It's not hard to teach and show somebody how to be a good person. It's not hard to show someone to be a good person. Most of the time, you just have to be a good person and they'll catch on. And of course, they should learn everything there is to know about our real history and about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and take that 1619 project and shove it up anyone's ass who wants to promote it. and I will not co-parent with the government. I will not co-parent with the school. I will not. And there are many parents out there that will not either. And unfortunately, there are many parents out there that will just go with the flow. Well, you keep going with the flow until it's too late and you've lost your kid and they become a product of this sick indoctrination. And when Harry comes home and says, hey, I want to be Sally now because my guidance counselor told me that it's a great lifestyle, or my teacher has me going to these side group meetings in school. I'm talking about all that LGBTQRSTXYZ bullshit. Yep. Yep. All good points in the chat, people. All good points. And with that, first of all, you guys in the chat are amazing. I ask again, if you haven't, share the video if you're on Facebook. Subscribe on Rumble. Share it on Getter. Share it anywhere you're watching. If you're on a podcast platform listening, especially Apple Podcasts, if you have Apple Podcasts, go on there and subscribe and hit the review and give me 5 stars. The leftists really like to screw with me on there and mess up the algorithm. They'll go on there and they'll get people to hit 1 star, 1 star. It's really annoying. Hit the 5-star for me on Apple Podcasts. We're always going to keep going. They will not silence me. You know, I literally built and bought my own TV network, Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV, to have shows that have been banned on YouTube and other places for them to have a platform. And we are in thousands and thousands and thousands of homes, people watching us in their living rooms. And again, if you have a smart TV, you probably have Roku. Or if you have a Roku device, Patriot Podcast Network, download it, support us. And, you know, I don't want your money. You know, I don't care if you go to my website and buy a t-shirt. I don't care if you use my promo code on mypillow.com, which is great, 1776, by the way. The biggest value to me is hitting the like button, hitting the share button, and telling people about, hey, check out this page on Facebook. To all your Facebook fanatic friends, have them follow The Great Divide 1776 on Facebook. And we're just about ready to hit 31,000 followers. And it's unbelievable the engagement on the page. It's unbelievable engagement. Yes, Roku Network. Just go on Roku, type in Patriot Podcast Network. My show's on there. We the People Radio's on there. There's live streaming on there. There's a lot of great shows. I think we're about 24, 25 shows. But again, the most important thing to me is the messaging. I don't make money doing this. I don't. I do other businesses. I do this because I want to talk to you. I want to get the message out. I want to speak truth. I want to get people thinking on their own, questioning everything, believe nothing of what you hear, half of what you see. Use your own thought process. Mainstream media is dead. There's no more objective journalism going on. Decentralized media is where it's at, like my show and other shows like my show. And I'm not a paid news actor. I'm not here reporting the news as fact. I'm here commentating on what I see every day. And I'm here trying to promote the message of wake up, people, and think on your own. This is what's going on. Maybe you don't agree with me. I'm not asking everybody to agree with me. I'm not even asking you to take what I say as gospel. Remember, question everything. But take what I say, do your own research. Do your own research. Most important thing you could do. With that, actually, I'm going to tease it right now. I know I said it a few times, but my cigar smokers out there, I'm a huge cigar guy. This week, it will be launching. I'm starting another business, Patriot Cigar Company. I've worked very hard on 4 different cigars, 4 different blends. Like I said, I'm a huge cigar collector, smoker. A lot of my friends are. So I'm launching the Patriot Cigar Company. The website will be live this week. Right now it says coming soon, but you can drop your email in for the official launch, which could be in the next 24 to 48 hours, but it's mypatriotcigars.com. We're going to have 4 different great cigars on there. There'll be gift cards on there, and you'll be seeing a lot of influencers with their own promo code, so you can save 15% off on the website. But I will be launching that soon. Brandy, you have a podcast? You can actually just reach out to me on Facebook. Send me a DM. My email is thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. Shoot me an email and we'll talk about you getting you on the network. Always like adding shows on the Patriot Podcast Network to spread the messaging. So yeah, my email is thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. Shoot me an email and we will talk. So with that, everybody, stay free. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And most of all, God bless America. I will see you Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern with James Curry for Freedom Friday. See you soon.